Blog Talk Radio.
Prophet David Howard Jr. Name of this show is Faith, Truth, and Conspiracies. We talk about the things that you're not going to hear in your typical church service for many reasons that I get into on this broadcast. I am the founder and overseer of the Church of the Most High, gathering a mass of people simply for the return of the Messiah and the coming of the Most Divine when he makes heaven and earth one kingdom. As it is mentioned in the book of Revelation, when heaven and earth will become one at the end. So don't waste all your time listening to these college professors and these people who may have been put in place by darkness itself. I talk a lot about the Illuminati. I talk about the Watchers. I don't go into great details. If you want to know about that stuff, you need to find out when I have live events. You need to attend our service and anything that we talk about these things, because I'll talk about it, but to a certain extent, because I need to be able to get all of this out and whatever time the Most High allows me to have in my lifetime. And today I'm talking about the end of the world, the end of days. That's what I'm talking about on today. I call this part one because I'm pretty sure that I'm not going to finish this whole entire teaching series in one part. So grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, take some notes. Tell me if I'm wrong when you take these notes. For those of you who do not have a book of Enoch in your possession, it's very important that you get yourself the book of Enoch. Again, get a book of Enoch. The book of Enoch, as I tell people all the time, that's one book that could be the Bible and definitely should be in the Bible. The book of Enoch talks a lot about this particular subject that I'm going to tackle on today and forever how long it takes. People, you got to get out of this thing where you only listen to people who dress certain way, who have certain cars, who do certain things. You got to get out of this, and you have to open up and begin to listen to what people say and do research. Shouldn't matter if they're black, white, college educated or not, drive an Escalade. None of those things should matter. If you are a truth seeker, it doesn't matter. It shouldn't matter the age of the preacher or his background before he start preaching. None of those things should matter. What should matter is the fact that you're seeking truth. That's what should matter. So, in starting this particular teaching, I want to combine two scriptures The first scripture I want to go to is found in Matthew 24, and I'm gonna give myself a bookmark. It's found in Matthew chapter 24. And the next scripture I want to go to, as they call him, Peter. Of course, Peter wasn't his real name, but that's what he's called. He's called Peter. But I'll go to it. I want to go to exactly how it says the world is going in. And I want to start out in this Matthew chapter 24. Okay. Matthew 24 says this. It says, verse 24, I'm just going to keep reading. I'm going to read it fast so it won't take me that much time. Matthew 24 says, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect. Behold, I've told you in advance. So if they say to you, behold, he is in the wilderness, do not go out. Or behold, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe them. For just as the lightning comes from the east and flashes even to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be. Wherever the corpse is, there the vultures will gather. But immediately after, the key word is after. It says, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. Immediately after. And the stars will fall from the sky, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send forth his angels with a great trumpet, and they will gather together his elect. Not everybody, his elect. See, understand something. See, while you wasted time with false preachers and while you wasting time with your false discernment, your false judgments, there's a time coming where he's going to gather together his elect from the four winds. It says from the four winds because most of his elect will already be dead, having been killed by these people that I mentioned. It says, now learn the parable from the fig trees. When its branch has already become tender and put forth its leaves, you know the summer is near. So you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door. It says, truly I say it to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day and hour, no one knows. I'm coming back to this. No one knows. Not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. No one knows. So all this stuff about preachers knowing the day, ain't nobody gonna know when this stuff gonna happen. It's gonna happen in its own time, and only the Father knows. So knowing that, maybe just move on. For the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. See, I gave you three important clues. Immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened. Not before, after. So you need to find out, what does the Bible teach about the tribulation? It says the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds. So if you're selling dope, if you're gay, or whatever it is that you're doing instead of this, you better understand something. You ain't going to know when this time is going to come. So for you to escape, your mind has to already be ready. But there's all types of things in the world that will keep your mind from being ready, basically. So that's the dangerous thing about living in 2015. Because just about everything that you see is a fantasy. It's fake. So it says in verse 32, now learn the parable of the fig tree. When its branches has already become tender and put forth its leaves, you know that the summer is near. So you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone. But the coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. That's another clue. What happened in the days of Noah? People were mocking Noah. They was basically, oh man, he don't know what he's talking about. He crazy, he this, he that. Just like today. Don't worry about people like that. If you're a preacher, you got the truth, keep preaching. Don't worry about numbers, don't worry about membership. First of all, to avoid all of that, just make your money from jobs. That's all you got to do. It says, for as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving into marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they did not understand until the flood came and took them all away. So will the coming of the Son of Man be. Then there will be two men in the field. One will be taken and one will be left. Two women in the grinding mill at the mill. One will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, be on the alert, for you do not know what day, which day your Lord is coming. That's, I wanted to start out with that so you can understand that this is something that you have to prepare in advance for. The end of the world is something that you basically have to prepare in advance for. You're not going to have all the details. I'm not going to have all the details. I believe I got more details than most of you. I believe I got more details than most people out there because I'm a prophet and I seek him and he shows me. But understand, we live in a world full of slander and defaming character and technology and everything else that will stand in the way of anything that a person wants to learn. That's what makes it difficult. That's what makes it difficult to learn about this stuff. Now, it says in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 6, and if he condemned the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to destruction by reducing them to ashes, having made an example of them to those who will live ungodly lives thereafter. So he basically, he made examples. He gave us examples. Examples in Noah's day. Examples in Sodom and Gomorrah's day. That he's not playing around. And that he will basically judge. Now, you got people at your job that don't believe in him. You got people in your family that don't believe in him. But you better do your own research. Because these are the type of people who, remember, the devil has his people too. Her people, his people, we'll get into that later. I don't even want to talk about that today. But you got to understand that this day is coming. We're in it. The signs are there. We're going to read some of the signs before the series is over. I'm going to go into each descriptive scripture that tells us exactly what we can see if we're here, that will show us what exactly is going to be happening during those days. Because some of the things that it mentioned will be happening, we see right now. We see that most jobs require direct deposit. You say, oh, that ain't nothing. Okay, well, the market abuse isn't in terms of buying and selling. Social Security numbers, all of that thing, you know, because they can easily make anybody illegal that they want to make illegal just by hitting the gavel or whatever the thing is called. And that's why I'm doing the series. So let's go to 2 Peter 3, verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. That's another detail. This stuff ain't going to happen. You're not going to know. He already said no man will know the day or the hour. And now one of his disciples, basically they named him Peter, but who knows what his name is. Doesn't even matter how many disciples he had, what their names was. None of that matters. Only thing, what matters is your mindset, your heart, your beliefs, whether or not your name is in the book of life. Because there's so many false teachers. Basically, Christianity is full of false teachers. So, I mean, how could you even know unless you're doing research? You're relying on that preacher. Most of y'all go to mega churches. You can't even really trust what these preachers are saying. But if you're relying on that preacher, you're in trouble. I'm just going to tell you right now, you're in trouble. Even me, don't just listen to what I say. Do your own research. So basically, it says, but the day of the Lord, well, this they use the word Lord. I told you already what that Lord word means. It means demon. And the word is probably not even 500 years old. Will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. So it's basically telling us that when that day comes, we ain't gonna know. Whoever here, you're not gonna know. It's gonna the heavens gonna pass away with a roar, and the elements gonna be destroyed with intense heat. Some of y'all go to churches where the preacher is teaching you about a rapture. Forget about that. That's false. That teaching didn't even come to be until the 1700s, the slavery era. The slavery era. And we all know what the Most High thinks of slavery. So any teaching that came, those were also called the Dark Ages for a reason. Because it was dark. It was a lot of things going on in the world that just were not right from a spiritual standpoint. So it says, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Now, if you go over to 1 John, chapter 3. You go to 1 John chapter 3. You go to verse 2, chapter, or no, go to 1 John chapter 2. And you, when you read chapter 2 talks about how the world is passing away and also is lust. But the one who does the will of God basically lives forever. So, I know you've been taught that he's a loving God, he's God of grace, all this other stuff. But let me ask you a question. If you were a certain way and you created everything, what would you do with all of that stuff that was against you, that was contrary to you? What's fair? What's fair? What's fair for you to do if you created everything in the world? What's fair for you to do with all the people who didn't listen to you, all the people who were on the side of your enemies? Remember, you created the world. So you're his founder, you're his king, you're everything. What's fair for you to do? Should you allow a world full of people who basically everybody that took your side completely came against them to be a part of your kingdom? Is that fair to the people who were had their heads cut off, to the people that were shot, hung, fired off of jobs, ostracized from their family? Is that fair for you? You went your whole life, you was away from them, and then you died. Is that fair for you to partake in perfect goodness, a perfect kingdom made by a perfect, righteous God, greatest of dominion, highest, divine power, creator? Is that fair for you to be able to partake along with the rest of them? No, it's not. It's not. Not unless he gives a stipulation and you follow his stipulation. His stipulation is basically real simple. You repent, you make your peace with him. All those names, all those details, you don't have to know none of that stuff. All you have to do is basically repent and make your peace with him. That's all it is. if you're genuine, if you're sincere, then basically he'll allow you to have your name written into his book and to escape. If you believe, and that's why he don't, let me tell you something. He's not going to give you all these great details. So like I told you, no man knows the day or the hour. He's coming like a thief in the middle of the night. A thief ain't going to tell you when he's going to come. He's going to come when you ain't there or when you are asleep, so he could basically get you with the element of surprise. So it's going to be like a thief. You ain't going to know. When he does destroy us, it's going to be with fire. And if you read the book of Genesis, it talks about during Noah's day, the rainbow, and how that when he made a promise to Noah that he wouldn't destroy the world by flood. But then you read in other parts of the Bible, he shows us how he's going to destroy the world by fire. Next time it's going to be by fire. So we don't know the day, but then we see in Matthew chapter 24, that it's going to be after the tribulation. We don't know the day, but we know it's going to be after the tribulation. And what's going to be going on the earth? We're going to talk about that for the rest of this broadcast and going into part two. What's going to be going on in the rest of the earth? Okay, let's go back to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew 24 says, he said that it will be like the days of Noah. So we know it's going to be like the days of Noah, which means just like Noah was ready. Noah had his mind right. Noah had his heart right. He was ready. People didn't like Noah. The Bible says he was a preacher of righteousness. And there's a such thing, the Noahic laws, the seven laws that were before the Ten Commandments. And some of the Ten Commandments appear to be based off of the Noahic laws. So it says it's going to be like the days of Noah. People are going to be doing their thing. And then it's going to sweep in. But let me show you something else that's going to be happening during those days. Okay. We fully understand that there's going to be other things from the book of Revelation. We understand that there's going to be a time period where different things are going to be taking place in the world. And that's why I want to start with the detail. If you go to Revelation chapter 6, if there's a such, the seals will be first. Let me just say this. The seals will be first, the trumpets, and then the vows. The vows are last. The first seal be broke, and it says, behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it had a bow, and the crown was given to him. He went out conquering and to conquer, right? He went out conquering and to conquer. But if you read Revelation chapter 19, you see another rider on the horse. Now, that rider on the white horse mentioned in Revelation chapter 19, it says he has a name written on him that nobody knows but he himself. That's why I don't use the names. But he has titles also written on him like faithful and true, stuff like that. Faithful and true, the word of God. He has titles written on him, but his name, nobody knows but he himself. So you can stop calling him Jesus now. Don't get me started on that name, because I don't have time. We're talking about the end of days right now. But you see two riders on white horses. That's because the first rider, the first seal, is the counterfeit. That's the Antichrist going forth. So we know that when we begin to see whoever this figure is, and if you're paying attention, it'll be easy for you to spot. We see him going forth. That's going to be the first thing. Second seal, it says a red horse went out, and to him was that sat on it was granted to take peace from the earth. It don't seem like there's no peace in the earth, but we have police, we have security guards, we have different things and different people that are doing what they can to keep the peace. But we see movies like The Purge coming out. And some people say, and I haven't really researched this, that They're planning a real life purge. Now, it says that he's going to take peace from the earth. And it says that a great sword was given to him. A sword is a weapon. So basically it's saying that he's going to have a weapon. He's going to take peace from the earth. So when this horse begins to ride, we're going to see an increase in crime, murder. Some of you try to say, well, I thought that all this stuff happened already. It's happening, but it's not happening on the same scale as it says it's going to happen. Now, the third seal, we're going to come back to this. We're running out of time. He said, I heard the third living creature say, come. I looked, and behold, a black horse. And he sat on it, had a pair of scales in his hand. And basically, that's basically talking about hyperinflation. You know, the time is coming where things are just energy bills, bread, milk. It's going to be too expensive. This is going to happen. As you begin to see this figure going forth, you're going to begin to see things happening in the economy. They're going to be talking about droughts. They're going to be talking about diseases on our in our food chain, seafood chain, crops. You're going to begin to hear about drought-resistant crops, which are going to be created by them, and they're going to profit from that. But you're going to have to be a part of this new system to be able to partake in these drought-resistant crops. So that's what he's talking about in the third seal. We, like I said, we're going to go revisit all of these things that I'm talking about on today. So we know, let's go backtrack in these last couple of minutes. We know that it's going to be like the days of Noah, which means, you know, the people who are in tune with them, they're going to understand, they're going to prepare. The people that aren't, they're going to get caught in the crossfire. It's like the days of Noah. We know that it's coming in the thief of the night. One day the Most High is just going to get fed up and he's going to destroy. That's just the way it's going to be. And we're going to talk about exactly what the Bible predicts is going to happen beforehand. It says immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be dark. After. So all these people talking about raptures and all this, don't listen to them. I will gladly debate anyone on this subject. As long as we have an official debate format where we don't disturb each other, I'll debate anyone on the subject of the rapture and anything that I'm talking about, because I know who's taught me and I don't know who's taught you. But if you've been taught by the Most High God, then you're going to teach basically the same thing that I teach. So we know it's coming like a thief in the night. We know it's going to be like the days of Noah. We know that when he destroys it, he's going to destroy it with fire. We know that beforehand, this Antichrist, this false Messiah, is going to go forth. He's going to look like he's the real Messiah. He's going to even have evidence, because he's going to be an expert in religion. He's going to know exactly all that falseness and foolishness that the fallen watchers created. He's going to be an expert in it. And then after that, we know that there's going to be great trouble in the earth. We know that hyperinflation is coming. We know that the time is coming where you ain't going to be able to afford your lifestyle. We know the time is coming. All of you who stay in these gated communities, you better watch, be careful. You better be careful, because these gated communities, they can easily keep you from getting out. How you going to drive away when this stuff start happening? And on that note, I'm going to close this. This ends part one. Tune in for part two. I'll be pretty much doing this series all week. Just be looking for it on Blog Talk. Prophet David Howard Jr., if those of you want to support our ministry, P.O. Box 535-431, Grand Prairie, Texas, 75050. If you want to send a check, put on the check, Church of the Most High Attention, Prophet David Howard Jr. Thanks for listening. Continue to tune in. I'll help you prepare if you listen. Have a nice day. Have a good night. Say your prayers tonight.